It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how our hearts rejoice to just to be able to call upon your name, a name that is above every name, because there is no God that is even equal to you. You are God supreme, God that is sovereign, God that's God of all. And I'm glad that you're my precious Heavenly Father. And Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your righteousness. And as we come today, I'd ask you, Lord, would you cleanse us of anything that would be impure, anything that would be in our life, in our heart, or in our mind, that would even be contrary to your perfect will. And Father, would you cleanse us today? And Father, I'm glad that you can do that. Thank you for the day that you saved us by your marvelous grace, washed us in your own precious blood. And Father, thank you for that glorious and wonderful salvation that you've given us. And Father, thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes all of our sins day by day. I pray to the listening audience, my brothers and sisters in Christ, would you touch them? That one that may be sick, that one that may be bereaved, that one that may be going through a trial, God, would you bless them today? Draw them to you. And Father, that one that may be listening today that knows not the Lord, would you touch that life and draw them to you and save that soul? Get glory and honor. Father, we'd love to ask you, would you keep your hand upon this little ministry? Use it for your glory. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be your guest on this wonderful day of the Lord. And one question we always ask, do you have a copy of the Word of God? You know, years ago, I got a little book from a dear old gentleman, and he simply titled this Bible Studies in Bible Words. Oh, the simplicity of it. And can I say to you, when we study, we need to study Bible words right out of the Bible. And do you have a copy of God's Word? If not, would you like to have your very own Bible? Well, we want to place it right in your hands. But first of all, today, we want you to enjoy the songs by the Burns Trio. And right after that, we're going to give you the mailing address and the email address where you can receive absolutely free your copy of the Word of the Lord. But right now, just lean back and enjoy the Burns Trio as they sing and listen to the words of this first song. It'll be worth every mile of the trip. Hallelujah, how true that is.
Troubles come, I've had my sin.
And while they sing, he'll be there to see me through.
I'm not sure of what tomorrow may bring.
Isn't that wonderful to know, oh my soul, what a Savior that we have. Now, those of you that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address. Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Rome, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N period, Tennessee, T-N period, zip code 37687. I'll repeat that again. Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you wish to email us, our email address, it's all small letters, jury@openbiblehour.org. That's jury@openbiblehour.org. Now, what we'll be sending you is a complete Bible, Old and New Testament, King James 1611 scriptures. We'll send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scripture references that you can look at on every doctrine in the Bible. We'll send you a gospel tract on how you can know that you are saved. Another little tract that says, what do Christians believe? We love you. Who makes this possible? Why, the Lord does. How does he do it? Through God's people. And I want to say this for every church, every individual, that through these years that has caught the burden and shared from your heart to get the word of God out. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And may we be faithful. I want to say thank you, each and every one of you, and for sharing in these burdens. Now, if you're listening close here in Roan Mountain, whether you're over on the North Carolina side, Tennessee side, we'd like to invite you to the church services at Victory Baptist, Sunday school, 10 o'clock, preaching at 11, and then on Sunday afternoon, prayer room at 15 till 6, our worship service, 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And then on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, midweek prayer and Bible study. You're welcome to worship the Lord and honor him, and may God richly bless you. Now, if you will, I want you to just, I want to share a message with you. And, you know, people ask questions all the time. And everyone has their own ideas. But I want to speak to you about the way of salvation. What does God say in the Bible? How does salvation happen? What's behind it? Well, let's look in the Word of God. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse number 12, the Holy Spirit had this written down for us. There is none other name whereby we must be saved. Salvation, the way of salvation, is through the name of the Lord. And can I say to you, in the word of the Lord, I want to give you some simple scriptures. Many of you can know these scriptures by verbatim. But then if you're lost, may you listen to what God has to say. Can I say that salvation is by pure grace? In Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace are ye saved. How? By grace, what's the means? Through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Can I say that salvation that God gives, it's by pure grace, by faith, and it's a gift. And it's through Christ. Oh, my soul, not works. Not something that you think about, not you just changing your mind, but you're saved by God's grace. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. It's by grace and by faith. Well, whose faith is it? May I say to you, you don't even have a faith as a lost individual. And what does God do? we are saved by the faith of the Son of God. The Holy Spirit takes His faith and gives to you by pure grace that you can believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, salvation is by grace. And then, can I say in the book of John, in most Sunday schools, I mean, when I was a little boy, one of the first verses that I learned to put to quote was this verse of Scripture. May we never leave some of these simple principles in the Bible. The Bible teaches by the Word of God that salvation, the way of salvation, is through the mediation of Christ. Listen to this passage, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. God did not say, here's one way, here's another way, here's a possibility. No, He said, here is My only begotten Son. I love you. And He gave His only begotten Son. That's none other than Jesus Christ. And what could you do when He was given to you? That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. When? Why, the moment that you believe on Him, the moment that you call upon His name, the moment you receive Him. The way of salvation is by pure grace, but it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one gift of God. Hallelujah! Oh, the miraculous joy and the praise of salvation. And then, could I share another passage with you? In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. How did Jesus come to us? See, the principle in the Bible is God's so holy and we're so wicked that we can't get to it. So God did something wonderful. And what did Jesus do? Jesus took on Himself our nature. Listen to the word of the Lord, who being in the form of God, Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of sinful men. Jesus Christ was absolute God, and He came into this world born as a babe, raised as a young man, lived His entire life here on the earth in a body that God had given Him. And what was that body an image of? You and I. He took on Himself our nature. He became sin for us. Oh, my soul, what a love that He had. The joy of it as I look in the Bible and read it. Just watch the steps of our Lord through the Scriptures and watch His life, the simplicity, the man, Christ Jesus. Can I say salvation is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, in the Old Testament, God spoke to an old prophet named Isaiah and had him to write in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 21. Can I say to you, hear Jesus Christ, how that God, the way of salvation, that Jesus magnified the law in His life. Now, under the Old Testament economy, the law was given by Moses. Oh, but look what the Bible says. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Yes, well, how did he magnify the law in his life? You watch his life. He never disobeyed the law. No, he did not destroy the law. But what did he do? He came and was the only individual that ever lived that fulfilled the law. He magnified it in his life. Everywhere in the Bible, no matter what it is, no matter where he was born, where he had to go down into Egypt, when he came back, every step that he took, everything that happened in his life, according to the Scriptures, that which is written down. And when he gave his life and died on the cross, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. What did he do? He fulfilled the law. Oh, John saw him one day and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ was that Lamb that went to the cross, that died in our place, that took my place and yours. He magnified the law in his life. Praise God. And what a Savior. In Isaiah chapter 53, can I say, the way of salvation, that Jesus Christ, he made atonement for sin by his death. Listen to the Scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, 4 and 5. "Surely he hath borne our griefs." Jesus carried our sorrows. "Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Folks, I want to say to you, the way of salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. I should have been on that cross. You should have been on that cross. But Jesus died on the cross. In other words, I should have had to pay for my sin. But Jesus paid for my sin. He said, "It is finished." What did he mean? Oh, redemption is paid for. Can I say to you, the sin of death, Jesus died on the cross and he paid for our sin as he died on that cross. Can I say to you, he died there for you. He died there for me. He died there for every man. Can I say it's not just a matter that this little crowd or that little crowd? Salvation is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, how sure is our salvation? Can I say to you, the way of salvation is of grace, not our works. See, I might give up on my works, but God just keeps giving grace. When can you get saved? Well, you can get saved when you're young, middle age, or old. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you can call on the Lord and be saved. And it'll always be through one mediation. Not through a preacher, but it'll be through Christ. For he is the one that died us. For us. And he took upon himself our nature. You say, "Well, I'd get saved if I thought I could live it." Well, you can't. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when Jesus saves you, what does he do? He comes into your very being. He gives you an inner strength. He is in you. You are in him. What a salvation that we have in our precious Lord. And then, folks, they're always worried about losing it. How can you lose something that you don't even have? You didn't even have a faith that he gave you. And can I say that salvation, we're in him. Can I share with you another passage of scripture? In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, what does the Bible say? Here God's going to show us that the way of salvation is that Jesus, having risen, is now enthroned in heaven. How sure is that salvation? It's not a matter of you trying to endure or hang out or hang on or live just exactly right. You never can do that, praise God. But look what the Bible said. Who being Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, Jesus, by himself, purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Can I say to you, Jesus died. He stayed in the tomb 3 days, and he rose from the dead. And where is he today? Praise God, he went back to the Father, and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And what is he doing? Well, glory to God, he's there interceding for you that have trusted him, you that have believed on him, you that have said, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. He is pleading for you. And what happens in heaven? Why, the devil runs his nose up the banisters of heaven and said, Lord, look down there at old Jerry Honeycutt. He's not even fit to be saved. And you have to say yes, amen to that. But Jesus looks at the Father and says, Father, I died for him on the cross. I gave my life for him. I shed my blood for him. And he trusted me as his Savior, and he's mine. And Jesus looks at the devil and said, get away and leave him alone. He's mine. My friend, I want to say to you, the way of salvation is in Jesus Christ absolutely and completely. Trust him. Don't put your confidence in anything else. Don't get your confidence in only one thing, one person, and that person is Jesus. Do you have him? Have you invited him to come into your heart? Would you do that right now? God bless you till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.